What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, I'd like to mention something else about Berkeley before we move on to the economic news. We all know from the exposure of COINTELPRO back in the 1960s that the FBI was infiltrating universities back then, not just the faculty, but they'd have undercover informants among the students. And they're still doing it to this very day. And so does the CIA. If you remember back during Jim Garrison's investigation into Operation Mongoose, discovered that the CIA was operating a huge station out of the University of Florida. That's how they keep an eye on up-and-coming talent or what the science classes are coming up with that might be militarily useful. And so probably a lot of those people at Berkeley who are out there going wild are CIA assets. They are kind of everywhere. All right, let's talk about the economic news here. General Electric CEO Jeff Immelt has come on out saying that Brussels isn't as important to the global economy as they like to pretend they are. Of course, Brussels has a very strong view of their place in the coming New World Order being a major stepping stone in the unification of the Earth. But in terms of their actual economy, it's stalled. Huge amounts of their wealth are being used up by this refugee crisis. All the nations are deeply in debt. They're on the edge of the collapse of the euro itself. They actually, they're not a big power player in business. Now, believe it or not, David Lionheart is out there saying that one of the aspects of the Trans-Pacific Partnership he believes should move forward was this push for perpetual copyright. And this has to do with Mickey Mouse. Now, when copyrights and patents were first set up, the idea was to allow somebody who created a work or invented something to be able to profit from their invention or their creative work. But there was a time limit on it, after which the creative work or the invention would become public domain. The idea being that all of this creative work and inventiveness was benefiting society as a whole. Well, over time, the corporatized science and corporatized creativity have argued for longer and longer copyright and patent times. And believe it or not, it was Mickey Mouse that led to the first major change in copyright, extending the lifetime of a copyright past the end of the life of the copyright holder. Because Disney did not want anybody using Mickey Mouse, which is a little understandable. But now the push is on for perpetual copyrights that will last forever. And I'm not sure that that's necessarily a good idea. I mean, how many people would like to be paying residuals and licensing fees for Beethoven's Ninth? I mean, that's how out of control this thing could get. Now then, Hawaii's own Tulsi Gabbard, together with Representatives Kaptur and Jones and Ryan, have introduced a bill that will ask Donald Trump to live up to his campaign promise to reinstate Glass-Steagall on Wall Street. Glass-Steagall is back in play. It is so needed. It was the repeal of Glass-Steagall that set the stage for the 2008 meltdown. Now, Wall Street likes to say, deregulate us, we can look after ourselves, but every time Wall Street is deregulated, disaster happens. They get rich, the American people get poor. Enough is enough is enough. X22 is reporting that, same thing pretty much everybody else is saying, there's going to be a collapse coming. The central bankers can't stop it. All they can do is try and somehow hide it or minimize it or blame it on Donald Trump. But there's going to be an upheaval in the very, very near future. Now, here's a little bit of positive news. Apparently, Lyndon Schoenfield senior director of HBOS, has been sentenced to 11 years in prison because he and his cronies were plundering small businesses to fund lavish holidays and sex parties. It's one of Britain's biggest ever frauds. And basically what it was is that when they would loan money to a small business, one of the conditions would be that the small business would have to hire a consulting firm run by David Mills, who would charge huge amounts of fees and basically not provide much of any service. And the quid pro quo back to Lyndon and his friends were luxury trips, bling, swag, parties with prostitutes. And I'm glad that Britain is finally starting to throw crooked bankers in prison, because that is what needs to happen. We're going to take a second to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, there's an article that came on out from RIMF.com basically saying universal basic income, far-fetched or inevitable. And what they're talking about here is that jobs are disappearing, not just to foreign shores or to illegal immigrants and refugees, but more and more to automation. And what is going to be done? We already have some of the nations in Europe that are going down the socialist path of saying the government will give you so much money every month that you can live on. And if you want to work and earn more, that's fine. But you're going to have this guaranteed minimum cushion, which can sound like a really good idea until you remember the Soviet Union, where without the possibility of advancement through labor, things kind of stalled a little bit over there. I think it would be better to create an environment in which those who want to work have work available to them. And I as much as I'm into computer technology, I don't think automation is necessarily a good idea. Because if ordinary people don't have jobs with which to earn money, they're not going to be buying things at the shopping malls. They're not going to buy a new car. You could bring society to a standstill. I even had a cartoon I put up at the website a while ago of these four robots standing in a retail establishment and saying, "Where are the customers?" And the next robot says, "Well, they don't have jobs, so they don't come here to buy things." And then the third robot says, "Well, then why are we here?" And the fourth robot says, "To lower the cost of business by not having human workers." And again, there is a noticeable lack of broad thinking in our financial sector. And it's kind of weird. For all this talk about globalism and one world system, nobody's thinking globally in the financial sector. They're totally focused on their own little thing. And part of the blame for that falls on Adam Smith, who came up with this idea that if you're being personally greedy for yourself, that somehow it's going to move the whole system forward. This was popularized by Michael Douglas in the film Wall Street, where he starts out the movie where he's talking to a bunch of wannabe investors and everything, saying greed is good. And that was a bit of a mindset back at that time. But Nobel Prize winning mathematician John Nash, in his doctoral thesis, proved that Adam Smith was flat out wrong. That unless you are considering the ramifications of your actions on the entire system, everybody being personally greedy can lock it up, which has happened. But of course, the Wall Street money junkies didn't want to listen to John Nash. They wanted to go on being personally greedy and feel good about themselves because they believed they were helping the system as a whole, even as they were locking it up. So I've got mixed feelings about this idea of a universal basic income. I think we need to incentivize people to go on out and do things that benefit society, whether it's building better roads, better bridges, teaching at the schools, whatever. There needs to be an incentive to motivate people forward rather than simply paying them to sit. Because I'll tell you what happens. If we ever got this new world order, rather than hand out free money, what they'll do is they'll simply find a way to kill off the surplus workers. Maybe that's what all this mercury in the vaccines is all about. We only have jobs for half the American population. We'll make the other half autistic. Who knows? Now, I got an inquiry from somebody regarding an article I wrote a while back called The Electro. And it was a discussion about what do we do when the paper, ink and paper, fiat currency of the Federal Reserve is no longer operating. Do we go back to an honest money system where the currency is actually based on some kind of a commodity? Yes, absolutely. Should it be gold? A lot of people say yes. I say no. And the reason I say that is simple. To be useful as money, the medium for exchange must be something that is universally agreed upon to have value, while at the same time existing in enough supply to prevent manipulation by the money junkies. Now, in arguing about a new value standard for money, people will argue gold is the only possible basis for a new monetary system because only gold is universally valued. Well, that's not true. You can walk into any country on Earth carrying a gallon of gasoline, and you will find somebody willing to trade for it. So other mediums of exchange, other commodities are possible. Now, the issue with silver and gold is they exist in too small a quantity relative to the growing population. The commodity on which a currency is based must be expanding at the same rate as the population, or you're going to get into these issues of shortages and manipulation. So my idea is to base a new currency on a unit of electric power, a kilowatt hour, and that unit of power is called the electro. And this would, first of all, I mean, if you think about the fact that you're paying for your monthly electric bill anyway, it's already being monetized. But as the population grows, there's more generating power stations being brought online. So the supply of the commodity grows with the population. And obviously, if electricity was the basis for the currency, then there'd be a big push for more efficient storage, more efficient batteries, more efficient generators. We wouldn't have these disasters with these windmills and solar panels that suck up huge amounts of investment capital and then fall apart. So that's my idea, the electro. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Nick from California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I was calling about automation.
Yes.
Mike, can you hear me?
Yes. I'm not buying your condo.
Okay, good. You know, I had a condo in Hawaii. No, just kidding. I know. My girlfriend does, but that doesn't matter right now. So I was calling about automation.
Yes.
And, you know, I have a family member who, you know, wrote a book about automation. Now, his theory is that the industry around automation would be able to economically replace a lot of the people that it puts out of work. Now, do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, because were that to be true, then the process of automation would have no economic advantage for the involved factories. It would be just as costly to have a robot factory as to have a factory full of humans. Now, this is setting aside that there are certain tasks that automation is obviously able to do better. But most companies who make that investment in automation do so in order to be paying less for human labor, and that includes the secondary support areas of people coming in to repair and service the robots.
Well, I think a study that could be considered, maybe it's been done. I haven't looked into it. I just kind of gave you a call without time to research. But would those secondary industries economically replace the, you know, whoever was actually making the products and the widgets?
All right, let me go on back and explain this again. Let's say I'm a CEO and I'm looking to automate my factory. There's a huge capital outlay of bringing in the automation, and you are suggesting that even though my factory is automated, I'm going to still be paying for an equal-sized workforce. They may not be working in my factory, but I'm going to be paying for these outside services in the same volume. And so I'm looking at two business plans, one where I have, say, 1,000 workers, and another one where I have 1,000 workers plus the automated robot assemblies. Well, obviously, that's going to cost more, and I'm not going to go down that path. The people who are going into automation do so because their spreadsheets are telling them that in the long run, they'll be paying far less for human labor.
Okay, well, I like that. Now, here's a coincidence. You spoke about automation, and so I called in, and then you mentioned the Lectro.
Yes.
I emailed you today about the Lectro and my family member and the friends that we have in government.
Oh, I know who you are. I know who you are now. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, and it's, you know, it's very interesting because my family member who wrote the book who mentioned automation is the same family member that we discussed today.
Ah, okay. Well, I hope I haven't annoyed him.
No, actually, this family member is a dyed-in-the-wool libertarian, and he has very powerful leftists who come to visit him, and they have dinner. And we're an Italian family, so we cook the dinner, and we have actually crossed the table discussions, and it's really an interesting situation.
Sounds like it's a lot of fun.
Anyway, Mike, thanks for your time. I'm sure we might. I call in about maybe 2-3 times a month, and I'll be doing that again soon. Thank you so much for everything that you do.
Oh, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to James in Japan. Ohayou gozaimasu, o genki desu ka?
Genki desu. Domo arigatou gozaimasu, Mike.
Dotashimashite.
I got to speak English. I got to speak,
I'm sure
English.
Most of our listeners are not fluent in Japanese, so yes, let's go on in English.
Yeah, I
want to
talk
English.
I was going to talk about the protest, but I just want to do that a little bit. I just want to tell you about a personal experience I've had because I'm really against this collectivist protest and violence, and I've just seen an incident of that half an hour ago, and it really affected me. But anyway, I want to talk, briefly yesterday you said, Iran is going to stop the dollar, but that's not... I can't believe that they're stopping the dollar for not letting a couple of Iranians into America because they've been sanctioned and told they were a terrorist nation, and there are a lot of bad things that America has done to them. And they've been doing this for a long time, steadily.
Well, this immigration ban could have been the straw that broke the camel's back, but the important point to remember is that whereas claims Iran might someday have nuclear weapons, we need to worry about today are pure smoke. The possibility that Iran could start trading its oil for a currency other than the dollar is a very real and serious threat to the U.S. economic system. And it's a very good reason to stop all of this demonization of Iran and go on over there and shake hands and say, all right, let's just get back to business and let all this other nonsense go away.
Yeah, I think they shouldn't have stopped letting people in from Iran because they're pretty good people. I actually know a few of them, but
me too.
Maybe they should have stopped Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. But that's
up to, like I said, my primary concern about President Trump is that too much of his worldview is based on what he's seen on TV, and while he understands that the corporate media was lying about him during the campaign last year, he apparently has not made that next mental step of saying, I wonder what else they lied to me about. And of course, obviously, Iran is going to be on that list. But because of this, again, Trump is very naive in a lot of areas about what's really going on in the world, much the same as Jimmy Carter was, who was also another outsider, reactionary president.
You said something very enlightening. Was it yesterday or the day before where a lot of these protesters, they're probably not looking to do a coup or change Trump, but they're looking for some kind of great place in the future, like a one world order or a globalist order where they can achieve their goals of, with no borders and everything. And I found that very enlightening.
Well, that has always been what Soros is about, is bringing about a new world order and a global government. I think it's a really, really bad idea. Anyway, Nick, I'm sorry. Anyway, Japan, James.
Can I hang on and talk about one
more
thing?
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll bring you back.
All right, thank you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twist is still,
hi, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking with James from Japan. You had one more thing you wanted to raise with us.
Yeah. Once in a while, you got this guy, Rai, on your show. And I don't talk to this guy anything except martial arts and life in Japan. But, like, you see, like, with the Berkeley, how, you know, they're destroying a school. They pay $50,000 to attend. And this collectivist violence obsessed me. But what obsessed me even more is one-on-one violence. And I was just going to a convenience store about 40 minutes ago. And on my way back, I saw a guy hit an old lady on a bicycle. And I picked her up, put her on the side of the street, moved her bike on the side of the street, checked her leg. It was bleeding. And I didn't have my phone with me. The convenience store was only three blocks away, and I asked him to call the police and an ambulance, and he wouldn't even do it. And the old lady was like, if I don't get to work, I'm going to be fired. She must have been about 75. Mm-hmm. And I said, I got your license number. I'm going home. I'm going to call the police, and this lady's not getting far. And while I was walking, as soon as I went away, a police car came. I called the police car. I waved them, and they found her block and a half away, sitting on the sidewalk and crying, and ambulance came, and they got her. And, you know, I just hate seeing all this violence against other people.
I want to raise 2 points here. First of all, we don't know how many people in that crowd at Berkeley are actually students at Berkeley. We're being told that, but it could be a rent-a-ruckus mob. It could be outside agitators. We don't know. A lot of them had their faces covered. So we don't know. Yeah. This could have been a group that was bussed in from outside, like they were doing all during last year, or they were bussing these people in for the riots outside the Trump events, and they were getting people from out of state. We don't know that those were real Berkeley students who were causing all that damage.
UFC fighter, Jake Shields, that's his name, he said he confronted these masked people with bats who were beating up a Trump protester, and he got him off them. And after that, he put a video up of himself on, Twitter, and he said, you guys are just, excuse my language, you guys are pussies, you're wearing masks, you're carrying bats, you're attacking someone, and you're very intolerant for someone who promotes tolerance.
Well, if the liberals didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. But the problem we're seeing here with all of this televised violence and protest and justified, and we even have the corporate media saying, violence against Trump supporters is now justified. They're selling that idea. And people around the world are literally being told this kind of behavior is now acceptable. And so you're going to have people who just have their own issues and problems thinking, I'm unhappy with the world, therefore it's okay for me to go on out and beat up a little old lady. And that is a really tragic outcome. It's certainly not what the instigators of these riots planned, but they don't seem to care if that's an after effect.
Hey, Mike, thank you for today. And this one last thing. I was in Russia, and I bought you a small souvenir from there, and I'm going to send it out to Hawaii land. And you and Claire have a great weekend.
Thank you very much for that. I do appreciate it. I will give her a hug just from you, and we're going to let you go. Thank you very much. Sayonara. Arigato. All right, let's get on back to the Brexit. As you know, the Parliament had a two-day debate, and the Remain camp just had high hopes that Parliament was going to reverse the Brexit, and boy, were they disappointed. The final vote was 498-114 in favor of continuing with the Brexit. And this clears the final legal interference. British Prime Minister Theresa May can formally begin the Brexit negotiations. Now, they're not out of the woods, or to be more accurate, out of the EU just yet, because now we're hearing the European Court of Justice president says, we're going to get in there and tinker. We'll meddle in this thing. We're going to find a way to stop this. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're just now getting word that there has been one, possibly two explosions in Paris in an area called Noisy-le-Grand. Five people have been reported injured, one seriously, and they've got firefighters at the scene here right now. So we'll be keeping an eye on what's going on there. We're going to take a phone call from Nancy in North Carolina. Aloha, Nancy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I found on YouTube a posting by Hillary Clinton in which she said that if... why is it my brain is going numb? If she doesn't win the election, she said that all of that next was going to be in a noose. So I think that this is a desperate effort.
Yes,
on
it
her
is.
Part and all of them, because I think they know they're going down.
They know they are at serious risk here. Yeah, that's a legitimate comment. This all goes back to that narcocracy, this Bush-Clinton CIA cartel that has been bringing drugs into this country for decades to have a source of wealth that is not under control of the Congress, not visible to the American people. And Donald Trump, as an outsider, when he finally gets around to looking at this, he's not going to put up with it. And he's already told Chavez can investigate whoever, whatever he wants to do right now. It's open season on the corrupt right now, and the corrupt are in a panic, and that's why they're trying to find some way to have a revolution or a coup d'etat or an assassination to save their
own
necks. And they don't care how many millions of Americans might get killed as long as they get to go on living their lives of wealth, power, and privilege.
Right. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Now, the George Soros One World Government, New World Order, whatever you want to call it, agenda has hit another major roadblock. The president of the European Council has now come on out and said that the inflow of migrants into Europe is no longer sustainable. It is simply costing too much. The infrastructure is not able to handle this huge surge in population. He is saying it is time to close the route. And he was absolutely right. Now, Donald Trump had a brief phone conversation with Malcolm Trumbull over a refugee deal that was made by Obama and Turnbull is his name. And basically what it was, where the U.S. for some reason agreed to just take Australia's surplus of these asylum seekers. And Trump called it a dumb deal, accused Australia of trying to ship the next Boston bombers to the U.S., again, a sign that too much of Trump's worldview is based on TV. And he was very angry and was very rude to Turnbull, and the call ended prematurely. But it did wind up with Trump saying, we're going to go ahead with this deal, but with extreme vetting on each and every asylum seeker to make sure they're a benefit to the United States and not a threat. Now, one of the reasons that the European Council president may have come out with that statement about the migrant flow is unsustainable and it's time to close the route is because apparently Libya tried a little bit of blackmail. Basically demanding a series of aid payouts, otherwise they would allow their migrants to go to the EU. And that may have been what caused the change of policy at the EU. In any event, it looks like Europe, that flow of refugees to Europe is going to stop. We need to have the same thing here. As Ron Paul says, if you take away that welfare magnet, they're not going to come here anymore. And apparently one of Trump's immigration policies is going to be that immigrants seeking asylum who are living off of welfare and social services will be denied their green cards and sent back home. Now, here's a weird story. This came on out of the Express up in Great Britain. Three Afghan migrants were thrown in prison for gang raping a 21-year-old woman in Vienna, Austria, and they tried to get out of trouble by saying that they didn't know rape was against the law because women have a different place in their homeland. Well, I checked. Rape in Afghanistan is a crime. You can be prosecuted and thrown in jail. It's not always enforced because women are often afraid to report the rape out of fear of retaliation. But I'm wondering who told these three Afghans that rape was legal in Austria. Because growing up in Afghanistan, they had to know it's a crime there. So somebody had to tell them, you can rape women in Europe all you want. Now, over in Sweden, where they're also dealing with a lot of these same problems, they have decided the border controls will remain in place another 3 months. And that is a blow to Schengen, it's a blow to Brussels, it is a blow to George Soros. Now, down in Italy, they had a TV documentary, and they were looking at just how much the migrants are costing Italy. And it says The migrants coming on in, and they're specifically the African migrants, only 4 to 5% of them seem to be seeking asylum. And the other 95% are just there to live off of welfare and commit crimes. Somehow they got it into their head that it was okay for them to go into these other countries, live off of welfare, and just behave like bad people, and nothing was going to happen to them. Now, as that college, as that caller mentioned a little while ago, over at the University of Pennsylvania, there was a student who came on out claiming he has been traumatized, black student, claiming he's traumatized because a white professor refused to acknowledge that he benefited from white privilege. Oh, I'm traumatic. And apparently he had three professors who said, no, this is nonsense. We're here because we work to be here. And all this white privilege nonsense, do you know who's really most angry about it? Successful black people. Because they are sick and tired of being confused with these whiners. They're sick and tired of everybody around them assuming they're in positions of success because of some quota-based hiring system. They got there on their own. They want to have pride in that. It's the reason Hillary and the liberals hate Ivanka Trump so much. She's a beautiful, successful woman who did it on her own. Now, over at Pepperdine College, yielding to demands from the politically correct people, they're going to remove the statue of Christopher Columbus, which has decorated their campus for a great many years. We don't know who they're going to put in its place. They want to be historically accurate, Chinese Admiral Yong He, because it looks like maybe he got here. Of course, the people who walked over from Siberia got here first, but I don't think we have a statue of any of them. Now, down in Texas, you know the good thing out of the Women's March? It's now okay to say pussy in polite company because of the pussy hat. And apparently, down in Travis County, Judge Sarah Eckhard wore this pink knitted hat, the pussy hat, while presiding as a judge in a trial. And a lot of people got very upset about that. It went all across social media. And citizens are calling up the local government and saying, is a sitting judge allowed to wear partisan political paraphernalia sitting on the bench? And the answer is no. It is a violation of the Hatch Act. But unfortunately, what we're getting out of all this firestorm of protests and civil disobedience and misbehavior is a general perception that all of this stuff is now permissible again. And it really isn't. The First Amendment exists to protect the truth from those in power. The First Amendment does not exist to protect liars. The First Amendment does not exist to protect violence. The First Amendment does not exist to protect threatening the life of the president. All these people who are out there trying to declare the Constitution fluid and subject to our interpretation, they're the real enemies of America. They have not only forgotten what America is supposed to be like, they hate what it is. Because it isn't just giving them what they want every single day. Now, there's some good news coming on out in the area of personal freedom, especially the Second Amendment. The House has just struck down Obama's mental health gun rule that prevented people on SSRIs from obtaining firearms. And remember, this idea about mental health, there's no absolute. There's no machine that you can be attached to that says this person is manic depressive, that person over there is suffering from narcissistic personality disorder. It's always subjective based on somebody's opinion. And if that somebody doesn't like you, they'll just say, oh yeah, this person's mentally ill. And even worse, the entire psychiatric industry is dedicated to declaring every single normal human behavior a mental illness in order to sell you a pill for it. They even have declared the desire for healthy, safe food a mental illness called orthorexia nervosa. for which I'm sure somebody is already developing a pill that you will take and rush right on down to your local McDonald's and pig out on Big Macs. Oh, and by the way, some of the wrappers on fast food now discovered to have a carcinogenic ingredient in them. Over in Wyoming, they had a bill pass that repeals the idea of a gun-free zone and will allow guns on campuses. Now, at this point, we might see a staged mass shooting to try and counteract this. Remember, Columbine happened right after the gun laws had been loosened up. And they were talking about concealed carry, and everybody have a right to carry a gun. Oh, Columbine, we have to reverse, we have to push back, we have to go the other way. And that's a pattern you need to recognize throughout history. Anytime you have any government anywhere that's talking about allowing their people to have guns, there's immediately a newsworthy incident that allows the gun grabbers to say, see what happens when there are guns out there. And, of course, all these people who are committing these mass shootings, their brains are juiced out on these prescription antidepressants. But that's something the corporate media will never mention to you because, after all, they get advertising revenues from those big pharmaceutical corporations. You can see what an incestuous snake pit of corruption exists in this country. Now then, here in Hawaii, as you know, Mark Zuckerberg has not been making any friends over on Kauai, which is just over yonder. And I have a very good friend over there, and they are sending me the local perspective on what's going on. Basically, Zuckerberg has dropped his lawsuits to force the sale of the parcels of land that were not included in his 700-acre purchase. And he's backed off on that, partly because of the negative press and partly because the land titles are so messed up. They go back for generations. A lot of these people living on Kauai don't even realize they actually are the owners of land on Kauai. It's a huge, huge mess that they're going to try and sort on out eventually. But at this point, the lawsuits are dropped, and Zuckerberg is rethinking his desire for isolation and privacy. There are two issues that are still out there. One is that Mark wanted to... by the way, Mark Zuckerberg is out there saying open borders, but he wanted to build this gigantic wall around his property, which would basically block everybody else inland from the view of the ocean that they have lived with their entire lives. On a more practical level, it would prevent the ocean breeze, the trade winds, from coming on in and keeping the place cool. And so that was one point of contention. The other is about something called the Alaloa Trail, which is this historical trail that goes all the way around the island. Some parts of it are very hard to traverse, but it's considered an icon of the indigenous Hawaiian culture. And what my friend on Kauai is telling me is that Zuckerberg is sitting down with local representatives of the community, and they're going to work out something that's friendly and guarantees access to this trail. And by the way, Native Hawaiians do have certain legal rights to walk onto land and harvest certain things, certain berries, certain flowers. That's their legal right to do that, and Zuckerberg says he's probably going to go along with that as well. So that whole thing is ratcheting down, because nobody wants to be adversarial in Hawaii, except the TSA. They're adversarial against everybody, everywhere they go. So let's talk about vaccines here. There's been a lot of developments. Apparently, two CDC scientists have had one of their reports picked up by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Lynn Redwood. And they've published another article at Echo Watch in which they include two CDC scientist revelations about mercury toxicity. And they focus on two forms of mercury: methylmercury, which is the highly regulated neurotoxin found in fish, and ethylmercury, which is what is found in medical products, including influenza and tetanus vaccines. And the CDC's new study from these scientists is that methylmercury and ethylmercury share common chemical properties. Both significantly disrupt central nervous system development and function. And this, of course, includes thimerosal. And it turns out the ethyl mercury in thimerosal does not leave the human body as quickly as the CDC once claimed, but is metabolized into even more highly neurotoxic forms. There is your smoking gun. Over in Great Britain, British researchers have concluded that a young toddler who developed severe neurological problems, including blindness, following his MMR vaccination, and he died, was killed by the mumps virus in the vaccine mutating inside his body and infecting his brain. There's been another study coming out of Italy where they got a batch of vaccines and tested them and found they were all contaminated with things that should not be in your body. More about this when we come back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this study that was just done in Italy, and they're using new technologies not previously used in vaccine manufacturing and quality control. And Italian scientists are saying they're baffled by what they're finding in these vaccines. They got, it was a broad sampling of different vaccines from different companies all over the world. They found single particles and aggregates of organic debris, including red blood cells, either human or some animal origin. Now, we do know that animal organs are sometimes used to culture the attenuated pathogens on vaccines, but there's apparently a lack of quality control there, and there's always the possibility of an adverse reaction to that alien DNA and protein being in there. But the real problem was the high metal content, and we're not talking about the mercury in the preservatives. They found lead, tungsten, gold, and chromium, all of which have been linked to autoimmune diseases and leukemia. It's just amazing. Now, there's another story here about Dr. Meir Eisenstein, who basically ran this clinic for a lot of years and kept records on the vaccinated versus unvaccinated children that came through his office over the years. And that's a huge number of cases. It's statistically significant. And basically said, the less vaccines these children had, the healthier they were, the less illness they got. And again, we're poisoning people for the sake of a fast buck. Now, as the caller into the show the other day mentioned, I did a little more work on this. It turns out that thimerosal is not just in vaccines. It's used in a lot of products as a preservative to reduce loss and boost profitability, but it's in things like eye drops and certain dental products. This stuff is 50% mercury, and it's in these over-the-counter medications, nasal sprays. Are we destroying the brains of the human race in the name of better corporate profitability? I wonder if this is why Americans' kids can't compete with the rest of the world anymore. We're wrecking their brains for a fast buck. It turns out that ibuprofen does not, in fact, work for back pain. Only 1 in 6 feel any benefit from it all. Whereas the most effective treatment continues to be exercise. And adults taking ibuprofen are 3 times more likely to suffer from stomach ulcers. I sure hope that Trump's Vaccine Safety Commission and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. can pull the lid off of this entire medical industrial complex before we're all suffering from crippled brains and strange delusions from all the medications we're now being ordered to take. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow, Friday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number 3. So until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices. Share what you know with everybody that you know. Go gently, especially with the snowflakes. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.